In this episode of Hentai with Senpai, the second installment of the Super Podcast, Rice and Taminus decided to talk about the artists of hentai, mainly wholesome artists of hentai. It's a long shot. We haven't posted on this podcast for over a month, mostly due to our bad scheduling and our laziness. Whoever watched this, we hope that you enjoy this as much as we do, because we're just idiots having fun with the idea of making a podcast about adult Japanese cartoons. So I thank you for coming in and listening to us ramble about dumb shit. And without other way, enjoy or hate the next episode.
Okay, I think this is the next episode, right? We're making another episode after a month later, because we are inconsistent as hell.
Or I'm just lazy as hell.
Yeah, we're both lazy. Also, apparently our internet connection is not the greatest, so at times our voice cuts out, so that might be a problem. Regardless, we're not making this podcast. Yeah. This is not a serious podcast. We're fucking just two idiots trying to make a podcast about hentai. We discussed this briefly. The next topic we decided to pick out, we're not doing continuity because apparently our first plan to talk about fucking food and all that shit, that didn't work out. So we're just going to talk about the next thing, next best thing. Favorite artists. They're great artists. In the entertainment, fucking every industry has some great arts, music, but in this case we're talking about hentai, because hentai is art, it is indeed art, and we have artists to prove it. We also have a couple of studios, just like anime. There's fucking hentai studios that are really well known, and there are some that are complete utter shit. So we're going to talk about that. So Rice, what are your experiences with hentai artists and studios? Got any favorites or any ideas?
Specifically?
Yeah.
To be honest, I do not have a favorite, but I do enjoy some of the studios and artists from nhentai.net. You should go check out some of the things that a good amount of them do. I usually look up specific tags like story arc, because, you know, I'm the type of guy who likes a good story and a good lore.
Your plot and your plot, yes.
Yeah. I love most of the stories, like the new ones. A good amount of them are pretty good art styles. There's just one, What Do You Take Me For? If you go look that up, that's actually a pretty decent story and it's still going. I think it's going on almost every single day or a specific kind of day. But your art style, I like it a lot. It has a lot of colors to it. The author knows what he's doing. So I can't really tell you that I have my favorite, and I can't really tell you who's my favorite, because there's so many good artists I think that's out there to give you a specific feel for them.
There's a big three artists that I enjoy reading and also fapping to. Those three would be Alp, Akino Sora, and Napata. Those three artists make some god tier vanilla and wholesome hentai. It just fucking blows my heart away. Napata is very known for Pandemonium, and that's a doujin book that has 200 pages of fucking soul.
I've heard about that. Pandemonium. Yeah. I think it's interesting how you have such a high extent of knowledge of these hentais, like you're some grandmaster or some shit, like an elder. Hello? I think our hostess just died. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Rice, and this is our podcast with the Taminus, not Taminus, but the Taminus. As you just heard, we are talking about what is our favorite artist, and that's what we're going to go into. And I think if you're still even listening to this, our last podcast had hit over at least 100 listens, and honestly, we did not expect that many listens. And I want to say thank you. I'm going to take the time to say thank you right now, since our grand ass host here is gone fishing, basically fishing for more hentai, I guess you could say. So I want to talk about the topic of hentai. I know Rita Manchu probably came here just to, you know, listen for two dumbasses talking, but how about we take it a little deeper, where I'm going to ask each and every one of you that's listening here, why do you like hentai? Why do you fap to it? When you're done fapping, do you read the rest of the story, or do you stop right there? I think it's a grand idea that we should be talking more about hentai instead of having drama about the community. Because what could be worse than talking about a topic that everybody can enjoy? Masturbation, you know, pleasure.
Some people are just satisfied with the lust they provide with porn, like some just sexy ass positions or bondage or BDSM. It's all about satisfying the lust and fetishes that people have in porn. So,
exactly.
So wholesome content is ethically bad, because you got some famous wholesome content holders, like the dude who tucks into your bed at 3 a.m. That's a fucking gold mine of fucking memes and potential wholesomeness. But porn is not really known for its wholesomeness. So hentai, on our hand, there's a big portion of hentai where it's just vanilla, wholesome, childhood friendly stuff. And I like that, because it tugs my heart. It tugs my heart. It gets me away from the brutal world we live in, especially now where we live. What's the time period? The protests are crazy.
Yeah. So with that in mind, the protests, so there's going to be a lot of lonely people inside of their houses, and there's going to be some in many, like, places in Minneapolis that won't have, you know, connection to their Wi-Fi anymore and shit like that.
I should mention, my young cousins had to stay here for a couple of days because of that. So, I had to sleep in that closet. Man.
Shit. But we gotta give them people support out there. The real MVPs that live all hentai out there. You know, those ones out there, they suffer without the hentai and porn. You know, I don't discriminate. We're not gonna segregate porn and hentai. This is a community brought together.
yeah.
Hentai with senpai and cream pie.
Cream pies. We need to get a third guest. I'm telling you, Rice, we need to get ourselves a third guest in here. It may be fun with two of them. Yeah, we do. I have one single dude that can balance out this duo. He's a very dirty mind, very naughty minded, and he's from fucking Virginia. So
Virginia.
Yep. West Virginia.
Damn.
I'm thinking about we should bring him in here next episode when we can. When his schedule pops up.
Mind that. It's gonna be nice to have more people in here. Oh, sometimes we bring in a special guest and shit like that.
Oh yeah.
Bring in one of our audience listeners, if people are listening to this podcast. Because honestly, we may not be monthly, but I'm gonna try my best to be on as much to record a podcast. We might change it to weekly.
There's no way we're going to make it. We tried doing it weekly, and you can't do it because you can't sleep. You can't stay awake at 2 a.m. in the morning, because we always do these like late nights.
The reason why I wasn't able to stay up is because I had work to do.
Yeah,
I don't have. Yeah, I don't. I'm fine right now.
Yeah.
So we'll try to fix our damn schedule when we can.
I say it's unlikely that we'll do it monthly, but if we do it monthly, hey, that's a surprise. I doubt anyone cares if it's monthly, but you know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll talk about artists later. Let's do something else. Do you prefer original or parodies of hentai? You prefer the original made or parody base? And if so, parody, which one?
I'm on a 50-50. I have to say. I have a... You know, I'm kind of a Konosuba parody guy.
Konosuba parodies? Wow, this is... Wow. I expected something...
Okay, look, I know what's in your mind. You guys think I'm a Mega Man fan or...
Fate or... I was expecting more Fate or Idolmasters, because that's usually why I go to parody.
Or Azure Lane and shit like that.
There's
a lot of people... I know a lot of people who are into the Konosuba parodies. People would be always for the Mega Man type. I'm more of an Aqua and Darkness person.
I go for Eris. Eris is just... Woo! He's,
What about the top waifu material wins?
Pad Chester for the win. I don't care the pad. Mm-hmm. I like him. That kind of contributes a little bit too. Hey, whatever. Okay, so I'm more into I'm gonna switch between Idolmaster and Fate. Fate and Idolmaster have some great ass parodies through them.
I've read a great amount of Fate too.
That's a good one. I know there's one from Orange Maru that's really popular that I really like. Orange Maru is a great artist overall. It's also another great artist.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
Orange Maru, is well known for his Fate doujins. One of them including the Ren and I forgot the other one. Dang it. I don't know Fate that much, but I know the doujins.
I've watched a good amount of Fate. I didn't watch all the Fate.
I haven't.
I need to catch up on that. But I do enjoy the people that make Fate. They have an interesting set of what they put in. A good story, weird, but a good one. Sometimes they are actually amazing in long term.
Yeah, but then you didn't realize that you're fapping to Leonardo da Vinci. That's just. She looks like a goddamn beauty, but you gotta be creeped out there, trucking off to Renaissance, man. When you post nut clarity, that's kind of crushes you a little bit.
As long as you nut, there's no time to look at the butt.
He got post nut clarity so many times with Leonardo da Vinci, man. No,
okay. So, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been at that moment where you be fapping, right? Do some good ass thing. And as soon as you nut, you realize that the chick is a dude.
Okay. I'll follow you. What's the problem here?
Well, first of all, I'm not gay. No offense to the gay community, but I'm not.
Hey, that's all about the gap. All about that gap. It's all about the gap. There's a way.
I have this story for you guys. So I was on, I was exploring, right, the pages of things, and I read this good ass comic of a hentai. I did not read the tags, so I went in blinded, and it had a really good story.
Why did you not read the tags? It's like the one thing you should do when you see it.
So it started out with, like, I can't remember the entire title of it and who made it. It was a long while back, but I think it was like these two characters who were best friends, and then it went all. It was a long story too, and that entire time I stopped Batman. I didn't even fap. Okay, I'm reading the story, and then as soon as we got to the part. I nutted, and as soon as they did, they turned around, it was a dude. It was a fucking dude. And I sat there looking at my phone, and I was like, what did I do? They gotta curse me for this world. What have I done?
Now you see, here's the problem with that story to me. I'm bi, so I just don't get afflicted by anything in this story.
I know you are. I don't really judge. I don't judge you. I think that's right. People have their own taste, and so I don't have my own. I have my own taste too, and I think
I prefer myself some females and man clothing. If you get a female in a three-piece suit, I'm just hard as a rock. completely hard. So, reverse trap.
Like I said, this is one of our catches to our thing. We don't discriminate. Fetishes are what
makes. We're already gone deep into this hole. We might as well. We can't even judge people for even if we wanted to. We already gone this deep. We already gone this deep.
We're the scum of the earth already.
Oh yeah. This was a pretty good artist. The next one I had was Alp. I want to discuss with Alp. Alp is another artist that I really enjoy because of his big, busty woman that is just looking really good to art. The art looks really good. I love the art. It's not as good as Jojiri. And Jojiri is a god amongst hentai doujins that you can't even compare to because it looks magnificent. The firework doujin is just... It's so beautiful that I can't even fat to it. Even if I wanted to fat it, I can't get a nod on it because it's so beautiful. So
culture.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's so beautiful.
Of will.
I can't even read it. I can't even physically read it myself because I don't want to spoil myself with just greatness. It's like eating the forbidden fruit for me. So next thing I got was Alp. It's pretty good. Alp is a pretty good artist.
Will
his parody on an Idol Master is also pretty good. Pretty good.
You heard it here, folks. You gotta learn or something from our Grandmaster Tamanus.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's see. What about any other parodies? I know you like kind of super bandy.
Wait, what?
You got your favorite parodies. What about any other than Konosuba? Or just Konosuba for you?
I'm thinking. There's a lot, but... Well, there isn't a lot, because I don't really read too much. I guess I'm more of the original side, but I'm on the fan side, too. I do like Fate quite a bit.
Hmm.
Not gonna lie, that's the Fate series is pretty good. And the parodies they make are pretty good. What else? I'm trying to think of other parodies.
Do you prefer the realm of hentai or other sites that provide licensed content? Because there's some, because hentai can't provide licensed content because of
I know that, but I'm like, the reason why I stick on hentai is due to the fact that it was one of the first sites I've been on, and I enjoy a great amount of things that it's shown, and I know that I have to go on some other sites to get licensed content. I do switch occasionally if someone getting cut off. I do know that has happened to me multiple times where I'd be reading something good and then it gets cut off because they couldn't produce a great amount of it.
Yeah, so Paku is a, it's a, that's a, they're dicks, but they have they're a business. I guess I have to comply. Next thing, one of the artists that the last artist I'm about to talk about, Anasori, Adkino Sore, is a has a lot of content in Faku. He also makes some art content in hentai, but the good ones are in Faku. I mean, you gotta go around into the internet, maybe on Hentai Nexus.
I can agree with that.
You gotta go to Hentai Nexus to go to his good works that are uncensored, yeah, as well as
that's what I do.
And Planful.
I love this amount of good things on Faku, and then I just go search them up and I find them most of the time.
So usually my favorite series of the artist is Your a Sister for Each Season. Pretty good. It has all your tastes. You got your MILF, you got your child, you got the Tensuri, you got the normal girl, and you got the little brat. All four beautiful and their own waifu material. Also a very, very very expressive. Anisora's expressions are really,
you got me,
I find them pretty good. I find them pretty good.
A certain doujin that I remember is called Close Neighbors.
Yeah. I don't remember that one. I don't think I remember that one. Yeah, the art.
It's interesting because it's something similar to what you just said, what you were basically describing. You just have those tags, and it just reminded me of that. And it's actually a decent story. It ended this year, no, last year, either one of those. But I finished reading it, and it's pretty sad.
All right. I think it should be time to wrap it up. We're hitting the 20-minute mark, and I got a whole different topic I want to talk to you about when we get a guest. Stay safe out there. Don't get killed. So democracy shall uphold with this corrupt government. And
wash your hands.
The last thing, make sure, remember, know your good cops. Not every cop's a bad cop. He's got to know which ones are good.
And also,
don't be stupid.
And understand your rights. Understand who you are. And understand the issues that are around you. Stay safe, everybody.
And don't get catch coronavirus.
Yes, COVID-19.
Now, the last thing I want to say is that the next topic I hope that we can get to by is the darker side of hentai, not the wholesome, but the darker side, euphoria, and all that good stuff.
Euphoria.
So
I'm gonna have a special guest, or even regular
in this podcast to talk about that, because he's well averse in the dark side of hentai. So, what about you? Oh yeah, stay safe. Good day. Safe.
That's the end of the episode. We're going to make an end card for Ichi's podcast now. So, like, we're going to have an intro, beginning, and end. What's the verdict? The verdict is that this episode was just testing into the wires again, getting back into the groove, because we didn't post a podcast entry for episode for, like, over a month. Rice wanted to do this weekly, as he said, but I think it's going to be impossible. I think we're going to have to do this monthly or bi-monthly. At the very most, we could do is bi-monthly. We could hopefully get a special guest to come around to talk about Euphoria. And also, like, Boku no Pico. Yeah, the common messed up hentai, and maybe the obscure messed up hentai is where we're at. Now, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed listening to this podcast. I know there's some people who listen to this, even though it's probably for a meme.